The Arkansas Watershed Advisory Group is set to host its biannual conference this week in Mountain View. The 2010 conference is entitled Arkansas Watersheds, The Future is in Your Hands. The conference occurs every 2 years at different locations, which Sarah DeVries, Watershed Coordinator for the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, says helps bring attention to various parts of the state.
We're kind of featuring the Middle White River watershed as part of the watershed conference. And so the biennial conference kind of lets us see those success stories from around the state, so other watershed groups will attend, and then also organizations that are doing environmental education or research, provide technical services. So we also have some university students from Arkansas Tech, from Arkansas State University, South Arkansas University, and University of Arkansas at Fayetteville, who will be featuring research that they have done on water quality at our poster session as well.
The convention is hosted by the Arkansas Watershed Advisory Group, which DeVries describes as a group of state, federal, environmental, watershed groups, and concerned citizens all working together to address watershed concerns. This year's keynote speaker is Chad Pograki, author of From the Bottom Up, One Man's Crusade to Clean America's Rivers. Pograki is also the founder of Living Lands and Waters, a nonprofit environmental organization that conducts programs such as Big River Educational Workshops and Adopt a River Mile.
He has helped clean up 145 miles of the Upper Mississippi River Basin. And on his website, you can see a tally of everything from refrigerators to messages in a bottle that have been found in the Mississippi River. And they also, their organization is also in charge of a Million Trees Project, which is a project that is focusing on replanting the riverbanks of the Mississippi with trees.
The conference will also feature a presentation of the EPA's National Study on Hydraulic Fracturing by Michael Overbay, as well as a panel discussion.
In the afternoon on Friday, we're going to have some case study examples and research examples presented, but there is a session which would be of particular interest to streamside landowners called Navigable Waterways and Stream Modifications Panel, and we have the a representative from ADEQ, a representative from Army Corps of Engineers in the Attorney General's office, and they're going to talk, they're going to give about 15 minutes each about their agency's role on navigable waterways and stream modification. And then there's actually going to be a scenario presented of a landowner who wants to change his, who wants to make a modification on the creek on his property. And so what would his impacts be by doing that? And what are the legal implications of that?
There is a $70 registration fee for the conference, which DeVries says is open to the public.
We invite interested, concerned citizens to attend the event, and then it is also open to those individuals who have a specific interest in water quality. And what is encouraging is we have received several registrations of individuals who aren't members of watershed groups but want to become a member of a watershed group. So they're just coming as a concerned citizen.
The 2010 Arkansas Watershed Conference is scheduled for November 18th through the 20th at the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View. In addition to admission to the conference, the registration fee also includes breakfast and lunch. More information is available at awag.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.